HKX Mobile.
Mobile.
Hey, the other guys are over on the 285, so they may come over here in just a minute.
W2JKT Mobile.
KN4KNW Mobile.
Jody, how's it going?
Hello, y'all. Good morning to you. Everything is going top shelf. Enjoying a little ride to work.
Buddy. Hey, I'm going to say 73. I'm pulling in the parking lot now, so everybody have a safe day out there, and I'll catch you guys later. KN4TFW.
Again, hope you have a great day in KO4HK.
Great day. We'll talk to you soon.
Great day, Mr. Ken. KO4MUF.
Your Monday.
Been good, man. I had to recut a road. So we can do some work on it. So it was just more of a balancing a road out, cutting the sides down and stuff. So it turned out to be pretty good.
Just running around pulling levers all day is what you're telling me.
Exactly.
This is going to be a hard time, right? Everybody thinks I just ride around all day and my hands stuck out wanting money. So, but they don't see the behind the scenes stuff. Took a quick look at those batteries and took a picture of it, and I'll send it all to you, but there's six of them in there. But there's room for eight if I wanted to put more capacity.
That tells me a lot. So I'm guessing it's about 700 and, let's see, what's 230 times 3? 750 minus 60, so 690 amp hours or so of lead. So that's easily achievable with lithium with a lot less weight and space.
I took a picture of the solar charge controller. I didn't know if it would be a problem either. Now, some of those I don't particularly take into account other types of batteries.
Configurable, and anything that charges a lead acid will work with a lithium as long as it does not do an equalization charge, so, or if you can turn it off. And I know all the Victron stuff, you can turn off the equalization charge and lead acid and adjust the voltages as necessary, and most of them you can, so I'll look at that as well. What do you have on board and what the capacity is?
A solar inverter is 1500 watts, which really needs to be bigger. But it's hard to replace it and spend money that something that ain't broke. It's working right now.
Amen.
Run the ACs unless the generator's running.
That's actually not bad, because that means, you know, if it's a 1500 watt inverter, you know, your max load on the batteries is going to be, you know, 150 to 175 amps, something like that.
Tell when you turn the microwave on, though.
Of that too, because lithium batteries have almost no voltage drop at high current, so you know, it'll be a much more pleasant experience. The lights won't dim when you turn on the microwave.
Well, that's one of those problems that I'm the only one it affects, and it's a 30-second problem, so move on. The battery charges, the way they got the truck set up is when the generator fires up, all it does is run a battery charger to charge the house battery, so I have to look at it. It's an IntelliCharger, so it may work, but I'm not 100% sure on the lithium.
It is ours, fine, but it'll be good to check it out. With something that labels itself as like a battery maintainer, because those definitely do the top charge and the equalization charge and stuff that's not necessary with lithium, but otherwise, should, you know, if it's just a straight charger, it should be fine.
They're designed for a pure sine wave, so you can do programming on cars to be real clean. But I'm not sure about the rest of it. I'll have to look, like I say. I know that's the charger we use when we're doing programming for GM. Because I don't know if you've ever done any programming on a car. If you have any AC voltage coming into there, it's not going to be a good day for you.
I'm familiar with the effects of noise on trying to do signaling, and I'm trying to remember what the physical layer for CAN bus looks like, but I don't think it's differential, so it'll be pretty susceptible to noise. It would use RS-485 as a physical layer, and you wouldn't have to worry about it, but, you know, they didn't go that way when they designed cars. They decided to go CAN bus, so it is what it is.
Pretty susceptible to noise, because I've actually had to go wrap some of the cables in Mylar tape to run interference, you know, cut down on interference on cars. So, I don't know why they went that way. It wasn't like it was a harsh environment or anything that they were going to be working in.
An alternator, you know, is the noisiest thing on the planet, and somehow everything still works, even with an alternator spewing out a bunch of garbage.
Hang on just a second, I got a text message.
Jody?
I think I'm probably going to go back and finish that road. I got a couple bad spots in it that I'm going to have to dip out and repack with some dirt, break some dirt in there, a big roller, and redo the road, reconstruct it. So that's probably going to be my job today.
A little bit of a break from what you normally do.
So that's my main job is the roads and stuff like that with a motor grader. The running up track hose and stuff like that, putting pipes in, that's just kind of an extra for them.
Morning, David, W2JKT.
I'm with KF4MUF.
I think I keyed up on somebody there for a second. Good morning, everybody. Jody, I just going to remind you, you know, when deer season comes up, it ain't that long. You're more than welcome to come over here. And I got, you know, where you cleared out in the back, just we'll put you up a table and a chair and just make yourself at home and wait for them to come by.
Absolutely, Mr. David. I'll take you up on that one, but yeah, I need to get with you anyway, and nothing else, just to say hi.
Y'all pick it back up. I don't have my hearing aids in, so some of the conversation, I'm not getting real well. Yeah, I guess in my old age I'm kind of falling apart. But y'all have a good day, and I'll be listening. KF4NXY.
David, have a great day.
KF4HK.
Morning, David.
Have a great day. I'll be to you, JKT.
You have a great day. KF4MUF. And gentlemen, on that note, I am in my spot, so I will say good morning to y'all, and we'll catch y'all out here later on. KF4MUF.
Hope you have a great day. KO4HKX.
Have a great day and be safe. And Patrick, I'm going to jump out of here too. I'm losing the repeater down here. I'm south of 40, so yeah, it's starting to go away on me. So I hope you have a great day, and we'll talk later about your battery setup. This is W2JKT73.
73, Eric. Hope you have a great day also. KO4HKX. Clear.